What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. A few days after a mass shooting killed three people and injured nine others in the Grays Ferry section of South Philly, police gathered members of the community for a town hall to share their concerns. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was there.
Well, see what you're saying.
More than 50 people packed into the basement of a community center just a block away from where Monday morning's deadly mass shooting took place. A big emphasis of the meeting was the role every member of the community needs to play in helping to prevent such violence. Kim Smith is a parent from Point Breeze who says kids and young adults need healthy outlets.
They need more productive things to do. They need more guidance. They need more education. They need more resources.
Tyree Glasgow does all he can to help through his Young Chances Foundation, but he says in addition to things like libraries and fresh, healthy food, individuals in the community need tailored support.
I look at gun violence like doctors look at their patients. They have their own issues and sickness. There needs to be a system that really targets individuals.
Early Monday morning, 19-year-old Jason Reese, 23-year-old Zahir Wiley, and 24-year-old Azir Harris were killed and nine others injured when a gunfight broke out. Police have not made any arrests. In South Philly, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Maurice Hill, the man convicted of shooting six Philadelphia police officers during an hours-long standoff in 2019, will spend the rest of his life in prison. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson was at the hearing yesterday morning where a judge sentenced him to 120 to 240 years behind bars.
Two of the police officers described to Judge Diana Ann Hall the trauma and physical pain they still feel from August 14th of 2019 in Nicetown when Maurice Hill shot them. The one shot in the head tearfully told the judge he relives that moment every day and said the difference of him being dead or alive is a centimeter. Prosecutors laid out Hill's criminal record, which includes 12 offenses starting when he was 13 years old and includes two federal convictions. Hill's attorney said Hill had a rough childhood, which included domestic abuse and drugs, and had also been shot before, and that he never intended to shoot police that day. Hill's family described him as a good man, dedicated father, and Hill himself told the judge he was sorry for what happened and didn't intend to harm anyone, but said, "What would you do if you had the trauma of being shot and thought someone was intruding into your home?" The judge chastised him and questioned why he had six fully loaded weapons, including an AR-15 and a 100-round magazine drum, adding that he fired 133 bullets, six hit police officers, and thankfully none hit the children at the daycare across the street. She said she could not stop thinking about and the violent disregard for the safety of people, and said the fact that no one was killed that day was some kind of miracle. In Center City, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
World Cafe Live says it will voluntarily recognize a union made up of its food and beverage and front of house workers. The music venue's leadership announced the decision during a town hall last night, according to a representative of the union.
Earlier this week, nearly 80% of voting employees elected to join the hospitality workers union Unite Here Local 274. Maya Coover is a server at the venue who voted to unionize, and she says she's looking forward to having a seat at the table.
It's all about having a voice and having power to make decisions in your workplace and not just have everything told to you and not have any say, because we work the venue. We know our customers. We know the building. We should have a say in it.
Last month, a number of workers walked out to protest World Cafe's new leadership and were abruptly fired as a result. Host Casey Herger says the union wants those colleagues invited back.
One of the things I think we're asking for right now is to offer the jobs back to those coworkers of ours who are unfairly fired.
Last month, World Cafe Live's production department unionized with IATSE Local 8. The venue voluntarily recognized that union as well. Plans for a multi-billion dollar data center are underway in Newcastle County, Delaware, the latest in a push for more centers supporting AI in the region, according to KYW's Matt Coughlin.
Currently, there are 40 data centers in the Philadelphia region, including northern Delaware and southern Jersey, and two more are in the planning stages. Add to that a proposed site in Newcastle County, Delaware. The private equity firm Starwood Capital Group is proposing a 2.7 million square foot facility about 25 minutes south of Wilmington. AI is driving the need for more data centers. Benjamin Lee is a professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Pennsylvania.
Artificial intelligence really requires computing in two ways. It requires computing when you train the models. You have a lot of data and you want to learn something about the data. That's training and that's computationally expensive. You also need to perform inference or serve the models, which is to say that you've got a trained model. People are sending requests or there are requests being sent to the model and you need to compute to calculate those answers.
Starwood Capital plans to invest $5 billion in a facility capable of providing 600 megawatts of computing power.
The reason why we need such big data centers at one location is because training requires lots and lots of GPUs to communicate and compute in a coordinated fashion. That's why all those GPUs have to be really close together.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A new study finds more than 60% of beaches in America had potentially unsafe levels of contamination last year. But that's not the case at the Jersey Shore, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
The group Environment America took samples at more than 3,000 beaches nationwide, and they found fecal contamination approaching unsafe levels at least one day at 61% of beaches, though the East Coast was lower than that at 54%, New Jersey even lower at 19%.
I just think it's really important that we get the message out there that New Jersey does have exceptional water.
Sherry Schifrin manages the beach monitoring program at the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, and she says they look at these levels every Monday at more than 200 beach locations, with only a few elevated readings recorded last year.
If there is an exceedance, they resample three stations for every exceedance. And they also do sanitary surveys, which is a health inspection of the shoreline as well as the water conditions to make sure it's safe for swimming.
The contamination problems are far worse on the West Coast, with unsafe levels of contamination reported at nearly 80% of beaches at least one day last year. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.